So, as a medium, I am in between you guys and the spirit world. I'm not going to go into any sort of a strange trance. However, when the spirit people give me impressions, much of the time they're going to give me visual impressions. And when that happens, I'll be talking to you with my eyes closed. I may talk to you for 5 minutes like this with my eyes closed. It's just easier for me to focus on those subtle pictures if I'm not also making eye contact or responding to body language. I'm also going to talk to you about how I feel. The spirit people will give me impressions of symptoms that they had, emotional, physical symptoms, or the cause of their passing. So you may hear me say things like, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, or I feel like I have diabetes. The spirit people aren't still suffering from this. It's just an easy way for them to come through and say, I'm the one who had breast cancer. I'm the one who got hit by a train. I'm the one who jumped off the bridge. So they're not still suffering. It's just a way for them to identify themselves. If you know who I'm bringing through, please acknowledge. That helps both of us. I want to come back to this area of the church, and I want to talk about a man who was a carpenter or a builder. He shows me, I feel as though he may have worked specifically on a school, or he may have had something in particular to do with a school. He shows me lumber, and he shows me building something. So whether he literally built a school, or I don't know if these two things are connected or not. He shows me that he was elderly when passing, so he shows me wrinkles in his face, and he gives me the feeling of being, dying at the end of my life, he says. This is what spirit people say when they lived a long time. Can anybody back here connect with this man? I'm going to ask him for more then. He shows me his hands, in particular around a piece of lumber. This is very specific. Okay, I'm going to keep going with this. I'm asking him to give me more, and he's showing me more. He gives me the feeling also of having worn a uniform, although I don't feel like this is a military uniform. The sense I have of this is that it was more like something that he put on. Does anybody back here have a man who was a crossing guard, who either worked outside of a school or was connected to a school in some sort of a way? I feel like I have on a, you know who I'm talking about? Okay. Okay. Did he build something?
He was always working around the house. He might help with the church or a school for younger.
I may have two people here. So spirit people. Okay, so don't give me any more information about him, please. So I want to be able to give you the information. So I may have two people here, and spirit people will come in if they have things in common, even if they didn't know each other, or you guys sitting next to each other didn't know each other. So one of the men, I feel like I have this, someone who's a crossing guard here, that's giving me this uniform, not a military uniform, something like a police officer, and then being a crossing guard. I also have, so it was like, while we're on the subject of a school, let me come in, because I was a crossing guard. So I'm going to let the elderly gentleman sort of stay back here for a moment. Did your father smoke? Okay. No. So I'm gonna give just a little bit more information about this elderly man that I see, and if somebody can claim him either in a moment or afterwards when we're done, just come up to me and let me know. I want to give his message anyway. He's giving me the feeling that he may have been a smoker, or he may have had a problem with the throat, a very painful throat. In this area. Okay, so your father and this other man have something in common. Do you know if his dad in the spirit world? Okay. All right. Well, they're very, very close together. So they may be related, or they may just have enough in common. And he's somebody unrelated to your dad specifically. But I want to give a message. So let me do this so I can get this feeling out of my throat, because he's going to keep it here. He wants me to talk about, he's showing me a symbol. I think it's a symbol. Did you just buy new shoes? Oh, okay. No, okay. No, but I mean like yesterday or today or the day before. Okay. So he may be saying this to.
I bought their slippers the other day, like a day or two ago.
Okay. Okay. So he's showing me this thing, first of all, to say, even though I'm in the spirit world, I know even the mundane things that you're doing, but he does this with it. So, which means I want to make a message out of this particular thing. Now, what about Prince Charming? Are you in love?
I have a husband, yeah.
Did your dad meet him?
Yeah.
Did he like him?
I hope so.
So I don't think I'm translating this exactly correctly. Let me just take it a little bit further. He's showing me the Cinderella. She runs down away from the ball and leaves her slipper behind, and the prince goes and looks for it. Were you like a prince? His princess? Does that make any sense? Is this? Are you making any connections with this fairy tale story about what I'm saying? As otherwise, I'm completely misinterpreting it. And I'll let him ask him to give me something different. I feel like he's talking about Prince Charming. Maybe he's saying something like did your husband find you, seek you? Does he treat you like a princess? Is there some? Okay. I may not be saying that correctly, so I'm going to ask him to give me something different for the moment. Do you have a connection to Boston? This is you guys over here. Do you know the name Al? Is there an Al connected to you?
Uncle Alan, my father's brother.
Okay, I'm still here then. Okay. Alan's alive? Okay. So sometimes spirit people will come around another way to say, not necessarily someone's in the spirit world with me, but here's someone, they kind of triangulate like this. I'm here a little bit. Can you connect? Can one of you guys connect with this older gentleman who was a builder? Does that make any sense?
My father-in-law was.
Okay. Did he die at the end of his life as an elderly man?
In the 60s or so.
Okay.
I think at that time it
was. Was he a smoker?
Yeah.
Okay. So I may have these two right here. Was he connected to Boston also? Okay. So I have these. They just happen to be, you guys are sitting close together, so they happen, there's like proximity in this way. All right. So I'm going to give a message. I'm not sure who it's from or who it's going to, so I'm just going to throw it over here, and you take it. Does the Prince Charming mean anything to one of you, to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. All right. So let me continue with this. Message. So I'll leave the Prince Charming thing aside for the moment, since I'm bungling that in one fashion or another. I want to talk about this. So one or both of these spirit people is showing me like a gyroscope, you know, where the external stuff spins like crazy, but inside there's no motion. So I feel as though they're encouraging a focus on the inside, so there may be a lot going. This sounds very generic, but I feel like there may be a lot prepare for a lot of things in the environment, maybe going topsy-turvy or whipping around or turning around, but let it be outside of you, let it be external to you, and stay centered. So they may be observing something that's happening now, or saying, heads up, something like this is going to happen. So just, you don't have to be... You don't have to swing around with it, but try to just kind of stay centered about it. Is there something wrong with your father-in-law's guts? Or is there another person? I may have another person coming in. So you guys all around here, just listen. Someone is kind of making me... I want to rub my belly. I want to rub my guts because I'm uncomfortable. So there may be a...
I'm actually feeling that now. I've been rubbing my belly for 3 days.
Oh, okay. So, well, your father-in-law knows that. So whatever that's worth, there it is. Nothing is sacred. Spirit people see everything. Well, they don't really. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But they'll bring it up if they know that we're coming and we're going to make a connection like this. Now I want to move over to this area, but you guys still keep listening because I'm kind of going, oh, we're not done over here. I want to talk about someone who may have had peacocks or worked for NBC. I see the peacock. You know this? make a connection to anybody over here on this side? So I feel like I see this exotic bird, maybe a heron. I feel like I see this kind of exotic bird, but it's a sort of a representation of it rather than an actual. So someone who may have had a peacock feather, or this is the, I think it's NBC, right? That's the peacock. Does that make any sense? Anybody either over here potentially? No?
Priscilla.
Yes.
I'm really connecting with a lot of what you said over here.
Okay.
And the person I'm thinking had a bird, but it wasn't a real exotic bird. It was, you know, like a cockatoo, regular pet. I don't know if that's... But everything you have said resonates with somebody that I have the spirit.
Okay.
Even the message.
Even the message. Okay, well, let me continue then, because I feel as though...
And his name is Al.
And his name is Al. Oh, all right. Well, so while we're on the subject of Al, let's jump over here. Okay. That's no. That's, and it's not hijacking. They'll come in. The spirit people say it's easier for me to walk through a door that's open than to cut a new one into my experience here. So it's like while we're on the subject of throats or Al or Boston or whatever it may, or birds, let's go. So, but keep listening over here. Because you may be correct that this bird that I'm seeing is, did Al work in television? Does that make any sense?
No, he was the construction and the school.
Okay. I want to, you guys, this couple behind me, do you have someone who was either in media or television or something?
We have a lot of that.
In the spirit world.
We also,
I think I have two people here, so let me just continue with the feeling. Does the peacock or the representation of it, the feather, something like this, make it have an impact in someone?
We have a lake house that's on Blue Heron Drive.
Okay.
I also have the NBC cup, you know, the
okay. So keep listening, because there, I may have two people here and someone is trying to connect with some of these specific things about you. So, Darlene, you raise your hand if something that I say connects with you. What's that?
His father, I think, played early NBC radio.
Okay.
Also kept a feather.
Okay. So I feel like we have a couple of people here. So I'm going to give you a few more details that are coming through for me, and then I'll